Shoftim Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, the Midianites, their allies, the Amaleki and Bnei Kedem, are destroying all the food and livestock and property of Klal Yisrael, and the Jews are helpless to do anything about it. For 7 years, God has handed us over into their hands due to our sins. Kihemu Miknehem Yalu, because they, the enemies, and their flocks would come up. This is the pshat I mentioned earlier, that they were sending their livestock and ravaging all the crops of Eretz Yisrael on their way through. And so they would bring up their own flocks, their own animals, their own cattle, ve'ohalehem, and their tents as well. So now they're setting up shop. Uvo'u kidei arbe larov. And they came in such high numbers, and so many of them, that they were like locusts. We know that the locust is always the creature that is cited in the Torah and the Nach as destroying everything and leaving practically nothing behind, just a swarm. Bilohem b'ligmalehem ein mispar. And to them and their camels, they were without number. Vayavou v'aretz l'shachasa. And they would come into the land and destroy it with no fear of any kind of Klal Yisrael, who are now impoverished and living in nooks and crannies in the mountains and the caves, hiding like an underground people in their own land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them less than 200 years earlier. And the Klal Yisrael can't even counterattack, because like locusts, they're spread out across the entire face of the land, and there's no single target to hit back. Pasuk Vav, Vayidal Yisrael Ma'od Mipnei Midyan. And so the Jews, Israel, became very poor because of Midyan. We have nothing left. We're impoverished. We're wasted. Vayizaku V'nei Yisrael El Hashem. And so finally, again, as we've seen several times in Shoftim, Klal Yisrael finally cried out to God. The lowest level of poverty, being very poor, Vayidal, which is the word for being completely destitute, completely without resources of any kind. And so they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This generation had sunk so low that a lot of the Tochacha applied to us already at this point. As it says, Lo sa'amin b'chayecha in the Tochacha. You won't even believe in your own life. And they repent, they turn to God. But unfortunately, by saying that by Yitzhaku, they only cried out because they were so poor, it implies that the Jews were not completely sincere in their crying out. The tshuva we had done during the days of Devorah was long ago, and these Jews were only crying out because they were hard-pressed. But nevertheless, mitoch shelo lushma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer. Pasuk Zayin, Vayihi hizo'aku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem alodos Midyan. And that reinforces that message that we're only crying out because of Midyan. But so it was that when they did cry out to God because of Midyan, Pasuches Vayishlach Hashem Ish Navi El Bnei Yisrael. Right away, God does not necessarily send salvation. First, he sends a Navi to speak to us, to give us Musar and rebuke us for letting ourselves fall to this low spiritual level that eventually brought on this terrible physical state that we are in. Vayomer Lohem, and the Ishnavi said to them. So who is the Ishnavi? So Rashi says, Zehanavi hu Pinchas. It is well known among Chazal that the Navi that was sent to rebuke Klal Yisrael and put us back on the straight and narrow was Pinchas. Pinchas was a sometimes Navi, not a permanent, constant Navi. So it's interesting that Pinchas is not going to be the savior of Klal Yisrael. The Shofet who's going to come, named Gidon, is going to be a very strong man, very much suited for the tasks that are going to be required. Pinchas did not have that status of who was going to save us. We will see Pinchas is going to come up again. This reintroduction of Pinchas is just one of several. We will see again in the time of Yiftach that Pinchas will again be named, except this time not to very good effect. Pinchas is going to be blamed by Chazal for some actions or inactions that he's responsible for. But now he comes to Klal Yisrael having sent with a Nevuah. Vayomer Lohem, and he said to them, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Thus says God, the Lord of Israel, Anochi ha'aleisi eschem mimitzrayim. Always we start with Hakaras HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us that he took us out of Egypt. And Gidon is going to quote this later when he's talking back to a malach of God, to a representative of God. But Mitzrayim is listed. Va'otzi eschem mibeis avadim. And I took you out of the house of slavery, Pasuk Tes, Va'atzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim. These are two different but complementary things. I took you out of the house of slavery, Avodaihem, v'lo avdei avodim, right? I took you out to make you my servants. But I also saved you, Va'atzil eschem. Va'atzil eschem implies that not just miyad Mitzrayim, umiyad kol lochatzeichem. I also saved you from the hands of all of your oppressors, all of those lachats, all of those who push you and press you down. Meaning you still, the Malbim says, you still need me. You have to be aware. It's not just Hakaras HaTov for the past. It's the present and the future. V'agoreshosam mipneichem, and I chased them away from before you. Remember when you got Eretz Yisrael so easily in the days of Yehoshua? Or have you forgotten? Because now you're the ones living in caves. V'etnolochem es artzam. And I gave them, I gave you their land. Right? So you owe me, and I did all of these things for you. And I said to you, I reminded you, I told you I am Hashem your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amori that you are living in their lands. Lo siru'u can just mean don't be afraid of their vengeance, but it can also mean don't show yira, don't show avodah zara worship. V'lo shematem bikoli, and you did not listen to my voice. You did not listen to what I told you. So the Navi is rebuking them, but he doesn't give them more promises or wait for them to make promises. Instead, it was just the necessary preamble for the Malach who's about to be sent to start the direct salvation of Klal Yisrael. So the Navi actually did the job by reminding us of everything that we owe, but not by forcing us into any action at this moment. A Malach of God is going to come and take it to the next level.